Barbara Resch, welcome.
Thank you.
You've been occupying IPFW's music chair for just over a year now, so tell us, how is it fitting you?
I have been a faculty member at IPFW for a number of years, both as a part-time faculty member and then as director of music education since 1995. So I've seen the department from a lot of different perspectives mm-hmm. over the years. But I must say that seeing it from the perspective of the chair's office is a very different view. My first and most overwhelming task, I guess, was that this is the year the department is going up for reaccreditation by National Association of Schools of Music. And while it's been an enormous task, probably the positive side of that is that it's really forced me to take a very close look at every part of what the department does, the curricular part, the financial part, the facilities. And so I think at this point, I've got a very full view of what we do. And I'll say I'll come out of the first year very proud of what we do.
How does your amazing teaching record and skill set enhance your cheering capabilities, do you think?
Well, thank you for calling those amazing. And I'll say right up front that I miss the teaching. I teach very little at this point, and I think I go into the classroom and I'm giddy with excitement to be there. But I think that having been a member of this faculty, I understand our student body, I think. I understand the challenges of teaching. I've come to so appreciate my colleagues as performers. So I think the fact that I'm very familiar with this particular setting, and I've done a lot of the things that the faculty have done. I've performed, I've taught, I've done the research. So I understand what the mission and what the daily work of the department really are.
But now you are really in that chair that demands that you organize and choose and really implement everything that before you were on the other side of the chair, so to speak. How do you handle that?
I hope I handle it in a fair way, and I think that's a real challenge because I've got a faculty that is creative and interesting, and they come up with a lot of great ideas. And to have to put those in priority order and decide where our funds are going to go and where our energy is going to go, that's a difficult part of this job.
So by your own first year anniversary, you were well into planning IPFW's 50th. What do you have in store for that?
Well, this has been exciting for us. The music department was not opened in 1964, but shortly thereafter. But we have nonetheless looked back over the last 50 years of things that have happened in the department. So each of our areas has planned something that will reflect on 50 years. Mm-hmm. In the instrumental area, I know that Dr. Tembrus with the wind ensembles is choosing some works that were composed in 1964, some of which were very cutting edge for their time. Chorally and vocally, we're going to be doing a production of Amal and the Night Visitors in November, which is, of course, a much beloved production. Mm-hmm. We've done some digging in the archives and found that IPFW's done it 3 times in the past. So we're trying to identify those previous casts and to invite them to be part of the audience and to be honored at those performances. And I guess if there's anyone listening to this who was part of those productions, please let us know, because we would love to assemble the past Amal casts. In the spring, in March, we're celebrating 50 years by having a 50-handed monster piano concert. So the stage of hour will be full of pianos and people on shared piano benches doing various combinations of pianos. And we hope at the end we will have 50 hands playing.
Was this your idea?
It was not. It was the idea of Hamilton Tescarola, who's the head of our keyboard studies. I did assure him we would not have 50 grand pianos on the stage. Nice try, but we are not going to do that.
Maybe we'll wait for the 100th.
Right.
How does chairing the music department satisfy your personal love of teaching music, which, as you say, has been diminished?
I don't want to overdo the image of being a servant leader, but I think that's what a department chair needs to do, to serve the faculty and to serve the students. So to help the other faculty improve their teaching skills through making professional development available to them, to make sure that the classrooms are technologically outfitted so that they can teach. So to facilitate the work of the people around me is, I guess, where I have to find that fulfillment, because I'm not actively involved in the music making at this point. At some point, I just need to say this, that I can open my door and hear wonderful music going on around me. And sometimes the high point of the week is our Thursday afternoon convocation, when the whole department gets together and we have student performances. Perhaps the students find it tedious because they're required to do it every semester that they're a student. But for me to actually go and to be able to hear the music and to see the professionalism of these emerging musicians does remind me that that's why I'm dealing with financial matters and with curricular matters and accreditation matters. It's so this kind of thing can happen.
Barbara Resch is chair of IPFW's music department. She joined us today in the WBOI studios. Barbara, thank you so much for making time for us, and happy first and 50th anniversary.
Thank you, Julia.